22. The lorry Nakata was riding in arrived in Kobe just after 5 in the morning. It was light out, but the warehouse was still closed and their freight couldn't be unloaded. They parked in a broad street near the harbour and took a nap. The young driver stretched out on the back seat, his usual spot for napping, and was soon snoring contentedly. His snores sometimes woke Nakata, but each time he soon dropped back into a comfortable sleep. Insomnia was one phenomenon Nakata had never experienced. A little before 8, the young driver sat up and gave a big yawn.
"Hey, Gramps, you hungry?" he asked.
He was busy shaving with an electric razor, using the rearview mirror.
"Now that you mention it, yes, Nakata does feel a little hungry.
Well, let's go and grab some breakfast."
From when they left Fujigawa to their arrival in Kobe, Nakata had spent much of the time sleeping. The young driver hardly said a word, just drove on, listening to a late-night radio show. Occasionally he'd sing along to a song, none of which Nakata had ever heard before. He wondered if they were even in Japanese, since he could barely understand any of the lyrics, just the odd word. From his bag he took out the chocolate and rice balls he'd got from the two young office girls in Shinjuku and shared them. The driver had chain-smoked, saying it helped to keep him awake, so Nakata's clothes were reeking of smoke by the time they arrived in Kobe. Bag and umbrella in hand, Nakata clambered down from the lorry.
"You can leave that stuff in the lorry," the driver said. "We're not going far, and we'll come straight back after we eat."
"Yes, you're quite right, but Nakata feels better having them."
The young man frowned. "Whatever. It's not like I'm lugging them around, it's up to you."
"Much obliged.
My name's Hoshino, by the way, spelled the same way as the former manager of the Chunichi Dragons. We're not related, though."
"Mr. Hoshino, is it? Very glad to meet you. My name is Nakata."
"Come on, I knew that already," Hoshino said.
He knew the neighbourhood and strode off down the street, Nakata almost having to trot to keep up. They ended up in a small cafe down a back street, seated among other lorry drivers and stevedores from the docks. Not a single Thai in sight. All of them were intently shoveling in their breakfast, as if they were filling up a petrol tank. The place was alive with the clatter of dishes, the waitress yelling out orders, the morning NHK news on the TV buzzing in one corner. Hoshino pointed to the menu taped to the wall.
"Order whatever you want, Gramps. The food's cheap here and pretty good."
"All right,"
Nakata said, and did as he was told, staring at the menu until he remembered he couldn't read.
"I'm sorry, Mr. Hoshino, but I'm not very bright and can't read."
"Is that so?"
Hoshino said, amazed.
"Can't read? That's pretty rare these days. But that's okay. I'm having the grilled fish and omelette. Why don't you get the same?"
"That sounds good. Grilled fish and omelettes are some of Nakata's favourites."
"Glad to hear it."
"I enjoy eel a lot, too."
"Yeah, I like eel myself. But eel's not something you have in the morning, is it?"
"That's right. And Nakata had eel last night when Mr. Hagita bought some for me."
"Glad to hear it," Hoshino said again. "Two orders of the grilled fish set plus omelettes," he yelled to the waitress, "and supersize one of the rices, okay? Two grilled fish sets plus omelettes, one rice, supersize," the waitress called loudly to the cooks. "Isn't it kind of a pain not being able to read?" Hoshino asked.
"Yes. Sometimes I have trouble because I can't read. As long as I stay in Nakano Ward in Tokyo, it's not so bad. But if I go somewhere else, like now, it's very hard for me."
"I guess so. Kobe's pretty far from Nakano."
"Nakata doesn't know north and south. All I know is left and right. So I get lost and can't buy tickets either."
"Incredible you were able to get this far."
"Many people were kind enough to help me. You're one of them, Mr. Hoshino. I don't know how to thank you."
"That must be tough, though, not being able to read. My granddad was pretty senile, but he could still read well enough."